So I'm very excited today. It is a very special Tea and Tunes on the Selector. We're joined by one of my favourite artists of all time, Derwin, Gold Panda. Pleasure to have you in our humble studio.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely pleasure. So this year you released your epic album, Good Luck and Do Your Best.
Yes.
It's been 3 years since Half of Where You Live. And you travelled around Japan for about a year. Was that right? Sort of collecting material, getting inspired before writing it.
I travelled, I studied Japanese at the School of Oriental and African Studies, and then I've been going back and forth to Japan to keep my language skills up, which is not working, about twice a year, and I get to go more for music if I have gigs there and stuff, so it's really, it's good. It's just somewhere that I feel really at home. That I can escape from everything there, really. And yeah, so I went to do some field recording, bought a little hard disk recorder, and I met a photographer called Laura Lewis who came with me, and she took loads of photos. So we just kind of trying to capture what we like about Japan visually. And I wanted to, because I like music and sound, I just wanted to record some things that I would encounter, like vending machines and sounds of the brakes of trains and stations. And yeah, we made a record at the end of it.
Are there other sort of certain elements about the country that you think have seeped into your creativity, specifically like the sounds and tones and energies of the album?
Yeah, I think I'm enjoying calmer, ambient music more, soundscape stuff that's not necessarily a song. I like things that are just kind of meandering along. I guess that's kind of the calm, the zen way, I guess, to not force anything to happen, which maybe when I'm making music, I don't sit down and arrange everything. Drum machines and stuff are all set up, and then I record live and I try to do a take, because I find sitting in front of a computer really boring, basically. So yeah, just try to do stuff that I feel comes out naturally, and the mistakes are in there, but that's what make it good, because you weren't expecting to do those bits.
That's really interesting.
You wouldn't have written those bits.
So it is almost like a live jam every time you record.
Yeah, I mean, not all tracks, but I'd say 8 of the tracks on the album are just a live take, and then going back and recording and trying to recreate the live take so that I can then take it to a friend of mine, Luke Abbott, who lives in Norwich, take it to his house and he can mix it and get all the frequencies right.
Got to talk us through the title of your record, because there's a nice story behind that.
It was just a Japanese taxi driver. A taxi driver in Hiroshima said, as we were getting out of the cab, we were going to see where the bomb exploded, and he said, "Good luck and do your best." And I don't think anyone would ever. No native speaker would really say that. I don't think, not in that order, maybe. It would be worded differently. But there is a Japanese phrase, "Ganbatte kudasai," which roughly would translate as that. And I just thought it was nice the way that maybe a non-native speaker of English would. Or you hear it all the time when you travel, people put together really nice sentences and you're like, oh, that's such a beautiful way of saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, but when we're, you know, we grow up with English and we know these, we don't mess around with the construction so much, and that's nice, that's a good motivational thing to say, and that was how the album came together. And once you've got the titles and you know what it's kind of what the cover's going to look like, you start making the first few tracks. It's kind of easy after that. I think the hardest thing is trying to, or finding where to start to make a record.
Predominantly wrote it in Chelmsford, right? Living in your nana's house in Essex in the east of England. How do you think it shaped the record, like living with her while you were doing that?
It's just, I've always made music at home, really, in the same way. And it just, I guess less of the record, but more when we did a video for the track In My Car. I wanted to do a hip hop video because I was really into hip hop when I was younger. So I wanted to like get all my crew. Get like a really sweet car, drive around, you know, wear some bling or whatever, and then finally came to it, and then I just thought, why don't I just hang out with my grandma and we go around Chelmsford, and that was it really. And it, you know, living in Chelmsford, it seems a bit boring, but when you look back on that and you see that video and compared to how other people are living in other parts of the world or whatever, it's like, wow, I just get to make music and hang out with my grandmother and, you know, go into town and buy some cabbage or something, you know, like it's great.
Yeah,
it's really, yeah, nice. So it's made me a lot more appreciative of spending time with family.
Let's talk about your EP called Kingdom.
Yes.
Talk me through Kingdom.
Kingdom is just a collection of, I'd say, darker, more atmospheric work that's very, very loosely based around. I met the neighbour of my grandmother whose family had been relocated from Afghanistan, and he had some money which he used to buy a mobile phone which would have been delivered to his house, but he wasn't in, and someone else signed for it and the phone has gone missing.
Oh.
And we've been trying to find the phone but we haven't. So that there was a track on it called Stolen Phone, but that just made me feel like, oh, that's a bit depressing, that's not like the best welcome.
Yeah.
You've moved to England and someone's stolen your phone.
Yeah.
And he's got no money left. So yeah, I've just he doesn't know, but I'm just about, with some of the money, just about to order him a new phone. So yeah, it's cool. That was the idea really. I just thought, oh cool, if I put this up, I can just like,
good on you,
buy a phone. Yeah.
Oh.
So,
yes.
But I'm going to get it delivered to somewhere that isn't his address this time. Just
so
in case.
Signed for, yeah. And finally, because we've taken lots of your time, you sound like a very well-travelled soul, but if you could play anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
I'm always playing in dark clubs or venues that are really, you know, it's just like, I'd like to play in the morning somewhere.
Yeah.
In a really well-lit, like a room with daylight, that would be nice. Like a really modern cube. Like a really modern building where there's just a huge window and like daylight flooding in. Not, it doesn't have to be outside. I'd rather play inside than outside, to be honest.
It gets chilly outside.
Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe it could be raining outside, something like that. But cool. I can't think. I'm sure there's loads of places like that.
Well, selected listeners around the world, that is your challenge, to get a gold panda in a gig, inside, preferably raining. I don't know.
Raining outside, sorry. But I'd like to... it would be nice to do more, you know, stuff where I could play more like art centres and museums and stuff. And yeah, I'd really enjoy that, I think.
Well, Gold Panda, thank you so much. Yeah, your brilliant album, Good Luck and Do Your Best, is out now.